Yeah. Okay. Hey, good morning, Mr. Peretz.
Good morning, Mr. Peretz.
Now, you them at base, we're holding in a Gemara here. Gemara said, let's take a Pichas Nevela, you them at base. Now, the Gemara brought down three psukim that the Pichas Nevela, the Nevela belongs to the Nizik. And then the Gemara asks, what's enough kemina? The Gemara asks, what's enough kemina if the Veda belongs to the Nizik or the Mazik? Even if it belongs to the Mazik, you could use it for payment. Mazik said how to use anything for payment. You could even pay with carcasses. So what's the difference if it belongs to the Nizik and the Mazik? And the answer was, they went down in value. Went down in value, and that's the Chiddush. Now, even though it went down in value, and right now it's not worth very much, but since at the time of death, it did. Since at the time of death, it was worth X amount. He only has to pay the difference between the original price and the X amount. That's what he has to do. That's how much he has to pay. Again, I'm stressing this point again and again because it's so important. Why is it important? I have to discover today, Yetz Hashem. But there's two ways how to pay. Either one way of looking at it, you only have to pay X amount because it's all you did. You only did X amount of damage. Or you only have to pay X amount because you actually did a tremendous amount of damage. You wiped, killed off this whole animal. But there's an automatic repayment scheme that you paid up. As soon as you died, you paid back this nevela, and that's the first payment. And that's since at the time of paying, it was worth X amount, so you paid off X. That's the other way of learning. We said in Rashi, it was clear in Rashi, Rashi learned the second way of learning, that there was a payment. That means really the mazik, he killed off the shoy. Shoy time of shoy, he killed off the shoy, he has to give a whole new shoy. But from the time of death, it's considered that this carcass is in the shoot of the Nizik. That means I paid up from the time of death, I paid you back this carcass. Now, we haven't seen it. The moment now we just said the two possibilities.
If the payment is immediate, then there won't be any pchas nevela.
That's right. That's what it means. Pchas nevela and nizik means the payment is immediate and any subsequent depreciation in value is the problem of the Nizik because it's been paid back already. That's exactly what I mean.
If it belonged to the Mazik, then it would be immediately paid off and it would be the same thing. Okay.
Right, that's exactly what I mean.
I'm sorry to clarify. The Rashi holds that he's paying off the entire thing, and the first payment is it. So then it's in the reshus of the Mazik, not the Nizik, right?
That means at the time of death, it goes back to the Mazik and straight back to the Nizik.
Okay, yes.
So when it says that it's in the Chas Nevela, the Nizik means since the Mazik paid back, so now it's in the Shus Nizik. That's a lot of Rashi. The Mishas Misa, from Shas Misa, it's in the Shus of the Nizik. That means at the time of death, somehow the Mazik is chayv the entire amount and he's paying you back with the cars. So from the time of Misa, he's kilo giving it over to the car. Now, let's have a look at Tosas. The Masa Lo Nitzcha. I know I'm skipped out a few, but we'll come back to them hopefully. But Tosas, the Masa Lo Nitzcha, the last Tosas on Yud Amud Beis. You saw this Tosas?
Yes.
Good, excellent. So Tosas has a kasha. Alpha gav de pepek hamenyach omino. Even though in the third pair of the Mekana we say kichesho kishas hamad v'din. If an animal gores another animal, and this animal at the time of goring was originally worth $10,000. The animal gored it, injured it, didn't kill it, injured it, and it went down in value by $1,000. At the time of the goring, dropped by $1,000. Till they went to Basin, it dropped down another $1,000. So by the time they went to court, it dropped down $2,000. So how much does he have to pay? Does he have to pay $2,000? Does he pay $1,000? Because we said at the time of goring, there was only $1,000 drop. Says the Gemara, there you pay $2,000. Why? Kishas amad v'din. Mishum, why? The kana de tur kvir. Because the ken the horn of the show, the show was nigger. So his ken is kovul inside this injured animal. That means it's like an infection inside. It's like an infection. It takes effect, and then it takes more and more, and it has more and more repercussions because it's an infection. So too, this Karen, which he got, you know why it got to $2,000? Why did it got to $2,000? Because of the original person, the original Karen. So it was his Karen that did it. And therefore he has to pay $2,000. So it's Tosfos Kasha. So if so, what's Tosfos Kasha? So why here do we say the Chasna Vela goes to the Nizik? Why don't we say this depreciation was because of the Mazik? And therefore the Mazik should have to pay.
No.
Just like we see by Negicha of injury, we say that the depreciation is due to the Mazik. So to by death, we should say the same thing, the depreciation is due to the Mazik.
It's not, because the
mourning
killed the animal. It's done. And you don't have
to. You want to say
to his
territory, you're welcome.
Oh,
to
no, that's
Tosfos. Yeah,
it's Tosfos. I don't remember what the
territory was. Awesome, it should do. Awesome, since Tosfos, awesome. Mishum de loy mesa. There, the animal didn't die. When a person's animal gets injured, he doesn't have to sell the animal. He possibly has to wait for it to heal. And during that time, when it could possibly get healed, it could depreciate even more. And therefore, the mazik is hired to pay the entire depreciation. We can't say to the nizik, hey, why didn't you sell your animal? Why should I sell my animal? The animal is going to live with my best mishana, and it's going to get better, and I have to wait for it to heal. So this depreciation was due to you. But you have to wait to the other side, the end of the taste, and then you can ask. As soon as it died, it's not going to change. This animal is not going to come back to life. Chisamizim is definitely not going to affect an animal. So this animal is going to stay dead. So what's the nizik hanging around for? Go and sell it. He should have sold it straight away. Here, the nizik can't turn around and say, when it depreciated, then it's your fault for depreciating. No. The mazik can turn around to the nizik and say, sell it. Go and sell it. You should have sold it straight away. So the depreciation is not because of me, it's because of you. Okay? So in came by an injured animal, but the nizik has no reason to have to sell his animal straight away. So if it does depreciate because of the original injury, the mazik has to pay the entire depreciation. How can they reach this?
We have an inherent problem because at the end of the day, that is accepting that there is a rate of depreciation. Tosfos is not giving us. Tosfos is not giving us that. What I mean by that is that if to the extent that the nizak has now received the nevela by virtue of the animal dying on the spot in the middle of the street, that nizak has to take either assertive action to have it removed from the thoroughfare or to otherwise find a potential buyer. Does that depreciation happen by the minute? Does it happen by the second? Does it happen by the hour, by the day, by the week, by the month, by the year? And ultimately, at the end of the day, if Tosfos doesn't give us that, how can Tosfos expect us to understand aside from the fact that they're supposed to tell us whatever they want, but how in the world can they expect us to understand that this is not, and I agree, that it is not like that of the damage, which is then being furthered by the Karen being in there. In this instance, what's the rate of depreciation?
You're asking good, but let me just speak out to it a little bit more, and if at the end of the test you still got the difficulty, let me know. You're asking good, but I just want to understand what his test is. What's Tosfos bothered about? Tosfos got kasha that by nizik we know that the animal gets injured and gets more depreciated in value. You need to pay more because it's your keren that did. Hashem came, so he's asking here as well. It's your keren that caused it to depreciate. Now, if pshat in pchas neveh is that it's as if I gave you a first payment. If that's what pshat and pchas neveh is, like we said in Rashi, I gave you a first payment. So what would be if somebody would damage an animal and then he pays up with the carcass and the carcass drops in value? Can the person who got injured say, sorry, you should have to make up the drop in value?
Of course.
No.
Why
wouldn't he be able to?
Of course not. I paid you.
I
paid you with carbs.
You sell it.
And obviously, carbs did go down. If I give you apples, I give you a kilo of apples, and the apples go rotten over time. If you leave apples outside, eventually they go rotten. So I've paid you up. And obviously, what I paid you up, since it's a perishable good, can perish. And that could be. So I've got no kasha from a gemara in Amaniyak. In Amaniyak, we saw that the keren is kovul boy, meaning the keren is causing the depreciation of value. Here, it's not a death that causes depreciation of value. I'm poshut. I killed off your animal, and I'm paying you with a perishable good. And obviously, a perishable good can drop in value, and there's no reason why I should have to make up for that. If I paid you up with a perishable item, and you can do that, because the Yosef tells me I can pay up with a perishable item. So the Maz, the Nizik can't come up with me with tainus that my item dropped in value. They can't do that. Shouldn't be able to do that. That means if it's true that we have to decide, we have to decide how much damage was done. That's the Gemara Aminia. We have to decide how much damage was done. So 1 second, the damage hasn't finished. It's still goring. It's still affecting it. The goring's affecting more. It's dropping and dropping, all due to the damage. If it's because of how much damage was done, okay, then we have a good time. We just have to pay the extra $1,000. But we know how much damage was done here. That wasn't the shaila here. How much damage was done to the show? The show was originally worth $10,000. How much damage was done to the show? $10,000. That's the damage that was done. You wiped it out. $10,000.
And that's finished.
And that's fixed. Yeah. Obviously, you can't do more damage than $10,000. The animal was worth $10,000, and now it's worth zero, as far as we're concerned. You owe $10,000. How are you paying it up? I'm paying it up with perishable goods. Or you say, no, but the perishable goods are going down in value. Of course they are. So what? That's how I'm paying up. So I can pay up with perishable goods. So what's Tosfos kasha? If we learn like Rashi understood, that the damage you did was an absolute damage. You finished, you damaged the whole animal. And you just want to know how to pay back with. You can't tell me what I see in that period that you work it out based on how much the damage is still affecting you. But you didn't just do 1,000 damage, you did 2,000 damage. Yes, that's true then. Because that's talking about a case of an animal that got injured. And in a kalami, it gets more and more injured because of the injury. But here it wasn't an injured animal. Here he killed the animal. And how much damage was done to the animal? The entire animal. That's not shayna. How do you want to pay it back? The Torah Machadish can pay it back with the carcass, straight away. Okay, so I paid it back. How is it going to go down in value? Every time you pay it back with something that's not kalka, it's going to go down in value. Everything is perishable item can go down in value. And that's called payment. So what's Tosfos kasha? Do you see from Tosfos? I'm coming to you in a minute. See from Tosfos, the Tosfos understood the other way. Now what's Pras Nevela? It's to be mugged how much damage happened. How much damage happened? So there Tosfos had the good kasha. Tosfos had the kasha. We know in this third period we say, to work out how much damage happened, we wait until the basin. I'm not with this. Then we see them, we decide, okay, how much injury did that horn do to it? So here as well. Wait for the basin, come to basin, bring your animal, let's see how much the value is worth. And if it dropped down in value, why did it drop down in value? Because of your mazik. So if so, Tosfos has a good kasha. That was Tosfos kasha. And therefore, Tosfos learned in the second mark, the first mark. What's kasha vela? To define the damage. Defining the damage, we have to still see how much the damage is. It's still depreciating. Let's define it based on how much of it did. That's Tosfos kasha.
Sorry.
We're talking about Misa here. Misa, yeah. So what's the first because remember, there's two stodmata. The look that you did the whole damage, that's how Rashi learned, and you're paying back. Or no, the amount you have to, the damage you did is the price between how it was worth and how it's worth now. What's called now? Says Tosfos, don't look at it now at the time of death. Look now at the time of basting. It's depreciating until you get to base.
That's the whole issue that I'm saying. That's the entire issue that I'm saying.
Right, I want to answer and come to you. So here we come to the first Nachmanidic pin and two Malachim. First of all, we see now Machlokes Rashi. Rashi learns one way, Tosfos learns another. Now there's an achim, one achim, we'll see more. One achim between the two. What would be if the mazik doesn't know bechlal that the animal
died? The mazik?
The mazik or the nizik, either one. How did no one know about it? So that's the nizik suffered. The nizik didn't know it. So you can't tell me now, place the text, what was the text? The nizik should have solved it. The nizik didn't know about it. I can tell you should have solved it. He didn't know it. Imachal didn't know about it. So if he didn't know about it, yeah, you can't have a tie of him. You can't have a tie of him. Well, he should have sold it straight away.
You can't have a tear play that doesn't know this day.
Right?
It's only a tie.
If it happened in the middle of the night, when the nizik, no way to know that. So what's the time? That the depreciation and the value was due to you. You should have sold it straight away. It was Shabbos. I couldn't sell it on Shabbos. I didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't possible for me to sell it, then the hezek that happened is due to the mazik. And the mazik should have to pay. Hashem, if you learn it's an automatic repayment, then it doesn't bother me. The damage that you did was an absolute damage. The mazik has to pay the full amount of the animal. And he does pay the full amount of the animal. How is he paying the full amount? The first payment is an automatic repayment. So it doesn't bother me if it's Shabbos, if it's the night time, if the owner is someone else doesn't know about it, it doesn't bother me, Bechlal, because I'm paying you the full damage. And any subsequent depreciation in value is like any time I pay you with a perishable good. It goes down in value. Sometimes,
but
that's what
happens. Yeah, but you can't pay.
You hear?
Yeah. This is my question. This doesn't seem right.
Anyone have a question?
If the death happened on Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
And the three or on Rosh Hashanah like we had today, we had 3-day Yom Tov.
Right, right.
So how can you even have transfers of ownership during that time?
It's automatic. No kinyan. It's automatic transfer.
These cases are two severely separate cases. Number one, between death and the continuing damage of the death. Number
right.
one, there, as long as we establish that, the only unifying principle is the depreciation of the actual levator. That's the only unifying principle that I see in my limited.
You already said the chiluk.
Right. But that whole issue, because when Karen happens, when they go to the Beit Din, as the damage is continuing, he is going to have to continue to pay. Because if he goes by the time of Beit Din and the damage, the infection continues to spread, that nevela, or that he's going to give as a payment, not the nevela for the animal that's injured, but the nevela he's going to give as a payment. Whatever perishable good he's going to give as a payment will only satisfy whatever the cheshbon is at the time that the judgment is entered.
Excellent.
But so too at the same time of when the animal dies, that's the issue there becomes a totally different issue. Because at the time of the animal's death, he then has to make up the difference, but the responsibility of what's being given to the nizak is, I literally just forgot my second part of the thought.
Your second part of the thought is that the difference is that in the case of death, the onus is for the nizik to sell it.
Right.
Once we're putting on the nizik to sell it, so obviously the nizik has to have an ability to sell it.
Right.
So therefore, it's true we say kas nevela for nizik. That's only in the case when nizik knows about it and it's not Shabbos the day when he can sell it, when the market could be. Then we can say kas nevela nizik. Why? Because at the time of death, it was worth $500. At that moment, you shouldn't have sold it. At that moment, you should have sold it.
Why can't you say about a wound?
I'm thinking about the wound. As Tyson says, I don't need to sell my animal. Imagine it will have a recovery. It's not a chance. There's no response, no obligation on any nizik to sell his injured animal.
Exactly.
Because since it could heal, there's no reason why he is responsible to do that.
Right.
And therefore, if it carries on getting injured, it's still because of the mazik.
It's his choice.
It's not his choice.
I'm saying the mazik can tie on the racing.
You can tie
on
what you're
like. Standing now, you decided to take a chance. He's taking chances. Mother shot your life. Why can't you make the same claim?
What do you mean you made the payment now? Tosis doesn't learn that it's called I made the payment. Tosis does not learn that it's called the payment. That was a matter of Rashi. Tosis learned the pshat and kasnevela means that the hezek I called was the difference between how much it was worth at the time of life and the time of death. That's the hezek called. You can't say it's an automatic payment because it doesn't agree that something called an automatic payment.
Right, right.
There is no such thing as an automatic payment. You'd be shaking your head all the way, every time I mention this, you're shaking your head saying it doesn't make sense, you don't understand. And all of a sudden, Tosa has to hold of it.
No,
good, excellent. So it's not all of it, it's not all of a God. If it did hold of it, he wouldn't have had the cash. So since it doesn't mean that there's an automatic payment, there is no automatic payment, then the amount I need to pay is the amount I damage. How much did you damage? The difference between the time of injury or death, or death, how much it was worth before and how much now. Says by injury, we say you can hang around waiting. And by death, you can't hang around waiting. That's the chiddush. What's the chiddush? Because by death, there's no way it's going to recover. And therefore, why are you hanging around? And the nizik got no time to say, I was hanging around for any reason. And therefore, he has to pay. The mazik only has to pay that amount. By injury, since it's normal practice to hang around to wait for it to heal, the nizik has full right to say, I'm waiting. And the injury that's happening is continuing because of the mazik. Mazik can't say, well, you should have sold it. Why should I sell it? Why should I? It's my animal going to have a recovery.
Now, in making that evaluation of the damage, though, does the court have, does basically have continuing jurisdiction? Like, for instance, this week, it's still deteriorating. It's still getting worse, until the point it gets to.
No, it's a good point, is what you're saying. By the time it comes to Hamod Abedin, whatever is then basically going to pass. Meaning, the basic will say, I hear your point. They say, why? Basically, should look in the future. And say,
or he comes back to court for the additional amount.
You have to speak to Dayan about it.
Yeah,
it's definitely a very good hour on the school. It's much better in the Gemara that you go from the Shas Hamod Abedin, the basic, and that's what the Pesach is then. But yeah, that's good. Yes, why should that be? Why can't we just hang around with it? Ask me some type of demanding.
I'm sorry to go back to this point for a second. First thing is, in America, for example, I don't know if they have it elsewhere, but in America, when you are taking a car, you buy a car, the rule of thumb is you take the car off the lot. The moment you take the car off the lot, it automatically depreciates in value, which means then that's my question for you all. Well, whatever you purchase a vehicle. Any vehicle you purchase automatically causes an appreciation because it changes hands and it makes it less valuable automatically. Mm-hmm. So by that transfer, it in fact does that. We know by Nivela, by the fact that there's a death, that it automatically there's an automatic transfer, goes to the Mazik and then goes to the Nizak.
No, that's so it's the Nola.
At some point, it has to be in the hands of the damager.
So it's the Nola. So this is old. The Pchas Nivela means we work out the difference just to work out how much damage I earn.
Right, but I'm saying
it always was in the hands of the nizik and always will be in the hands of it.
For the time, but that nevertheless is just going to the grander point of my trying to figure out how do we calculate depreciation. That's number one. Number two is I also see that there's a distinguishing between the actual value of the nevela, which because that transfer happens automatically to the nizak, meaning in other words, it's an automatic payment, as we said. That automatic payment is for $800 per se to a $10,000 bid.
You're keeping on mixing up the two halakha. You're bringing an automatic payment, that's Rashi. It's not Tesis. Tesis holds no automatic payment. There's no such automatic payment. I've just drummed into your head that halakha, that was Rashi all the way through. Tesis says that the dinner of Kasimidis Mimakadish does, it's not that I did the entire show. The only damage I did was the difference between how much it was worth and how much it's worth now.
Right.
That's all the damage there was, and that's how much you have to pay. And then is the carcass you don't need to pay for. Carcass you don't need to pay.
In fact,
it's the only difference is the difference in money. That's a chiddush of custom reading. You might have thought the halakha of the Gemara was that you damaged the whole animal. Maskanos of the Gemara is no, you didn't. You only damage the difference between how much it was worth and how much is worth. That's why Tosafot asking, okay, it's depreciating more. Let's look at it, how much it was worth and how much it is worth the time of fixed it.
Right.
That's Tosafot's cash. It's not like it's Rashi Tosafot, and you can't bring in Rashi and put it into Tosafot, because that's very unfair.
Yeah, but according to Tosafot, though, if you're dealing with death and it's Nevela, as opposed to just does he still hold that you evaluate the damage at the time of impact, at the time of death?
So says, why should that be?
Well, it should be because it's always in the possession of the Nizak. Nizak has to sell it.
That's what his answer is. They should have sold it. Just we're saying some nafkaminis. What would be if he couldn't sell it? What would be if it was Shabbos? What would be if the Nizik wasn't around? If the Nizik doesn't know about it? What would be in all these instances? Would it belong to the... Would the Mazik have to pay for it? Or would the Nizik have to pay for it? We're saying it should come out, nafkamina. This is the first nafkamina we've had between his Sakira, and that it should come out, according to Tosis. If for whatever reason it was impossible for the Nizik to sell it, then the Mazik should have to pay more and more and more and more until he's able to sell it.
Okay, so that would be that.
Yeah,
then irrespective of the fact whether the Nizik could or was not selling for the Shabbos or whatever, you only have to pay that loss. Or is Tosfos saying that you have to pay that loss in the event, and if the Nizik were unable to sell for the Shabbos or whatever, then
that's
the Nizik also have to pay that loss.
Right.
That's
an argumentation, Russian Tosfos. Punta Rashi, you only have to pay that money because you paid back already the carcass at the time of death. Punta Tosfos says, the only reason why you have to pay only that amount is because the Nizik should have sold it straight away. If he's not shy to sell it,
then he had to
pay more and more and more and more until they came to base him. Exactly on the third period.
Or it could be until the first opportunity to sell.
Yes.
Not to go to base. The first opportunity to sell. Which then after Shabbos or
whenever the Nizik was able to have sold it, that's when it's yes.
That's when you
So come to Rashi, do you want to cash for Hamaniach? Because in Hamaniach, we're not talking about kidding, and I'm talking about injured. And injured, though, the injury continue on. According to it, but here, I owe you the entire amount, and I'm paying you back with the first installment. And that installment is going down in value. Say, that's my payment. Your ship, I can pay back with carcasses. Either carcasses go down in value. That's like a show. That's it's a chiddush. You can sell automatic payment on something that he doesn't even know about.
Right, back to Yossi's problem with the fact that the damage is continuing, but the Nizik is deciding, he's taking a chance. He's deciding, I'm going to go, I believe that my shore will last another 120 years. I'm going to take my chances.
He's allowed to do that. Since it's normal practice, you're allowed to do that.
Because
it's a normal practice. An animal gets injured. You don't sell it.
That's
normal practice. Not me deciding. So maybe the mazik can't have a tie and then why you do it? You injured my animal and you're continuing injuring my animal.
No, you decided to continue
injured. You injured my animal and you're continuing to injure my animal.
Oh,
I don't have to sell
my animal.
I need to sell.
I made you automatically
back. There's no such thing as payment automatic. There's
okay.
None of that.
There's
no such thing.
That's
So,
if your possession is
not
automatic,
you
could have sold it. Why
should I have to sell my thing? First of all, you damaged my thing. Now you're behind me to sell my thing.
Sure.
Why should I have to sell my thing? Why should I sell my thing? Tell me why I should do it. It's my item.
Why should you
think you're behind me to sell my item?
Sure.
Why?
The Mazik.
You enter my thing and you carry on with my thing. I don't have to sell my items just to make you feel good.
Make you feel good?
Yes, to make you feel good. To make you feel good. You should not debate.
You got to
complete. Look in the mirror. The other way around, okay?
Yeah.
You injure my animal and you continue to injure my animal. You want me to help you out by selling my animal? No, I don't have to. It's my animal. I don't have to sell my animal. I want to use my animal for as long as I can. My animal knows me. It's going to be useful for me. I don't have to sell my animal. If you don't want to have to pay, don't injure. If you're injured, you're carrying on injuring. You have to pay for that. As an end game, an animal died, that's it. There's no reason to keep it. Now, what's the use of carcass? Just to sell it. That's the use of carcass. So now, therefore, you should have sold it. You're completely looking the wrong way. There's no chir on a nizik. This is Yossi Benjamin's shit at all. There's no chir on a nizik to worry for the mazik. There's no such chir. There's no chiyuv on the nezek.
Don't have to worry.
There's no chiyuv. So I got an animal. I want to keep my animal. Am I chayv me to sell my animal?
Keep your animal.
I want to.
But you take the risk.
What risk? There's no risk in it. My animal is mine to keep. You have damaged my animal, and you're carrying on damaging my animal. You want to deal with it, deal with it. But I don't have to sell my animal. It's my animal.
What's the risk?
English and probably American law that the court of the mitigation.
I didn't know there's any American law.
Concept of mitigation and loss. Okay. Do something, do your best to mitigate loss. Here,
that does not apply if there's a good reason for me to give my item. I don't know what law you mean in mitigation loss, but there's no chiyuv for a person to give up his item just in order to mitigate a loss. In English law, it would be. He would have to sell his item.
No, as opposed to cutting this would not be. First of all, this would not be a mitigation, because mitigation under the eyes of the law would mean that you're taking a step which is not causing further harm. The animal is not completely rid of. So to be able to suggest that an animal that could otherwise be healed, that would be like taking a car that can be fixed in a shop and saying, that's a total loss. He's lost a car. It's not mitigation. It's giving
you
that.
Okay, but we got the
I have a different question on this issue, because the rabbi mentioned something, and this is fundamentally bothering me, again, on Tosafot or Rashi. This is fundamentally bothering me, and the rabbi asked me in the last class that there's no contributory negligence. So if there's no contributory negligence side of things, then why am I punishing the nizam? We're talking about, let's say, for example, at the time that this gemara was given, obviously it's an internal application, but at the time it was given, we're talking about an animal, let's say 2,000-pound animal, died in the middle of the road, died in the middle of the thoroughfare, died anywhere. To be able to put it on the market, or any of the sort, he has to move.
I told you last time we're going to speak about it on Daf Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph a bit later. We're going to come to this point. Who has to have the tirch to move it? That we're going to discuss.
Okay, so it's not there.
Yeah, we're not there.
I keep getting bothered about that.
Yeah, no, it's a good argument. We're going to talk about it.
And the loss of use of the animals.
What about the loss of use? What do you mean? Died? We're talking about
even though it's injured, you can't use it while it's injured. So that's
a sugar enough on a diet. We're talking about sugar here, the animal died. Let's take that the cash on that one diet. So we saw that the injury keeps going. So too here, why don't we see the injury keeps going? We said the contrarash, it doesn't make any sense. The injury doesn't keep going. It's happened, finished. You paid the whole thing. You have to pay the whole thing. Just you're paying up. Toysis clearly doesn't know. Toysis is not payment. Rather, the injury keeps going. You have to get cash. Answer is, when do we say the injury keeps going, then Mati has to pay it? If there's no reason for the Nizek to sell it. But in a case when the Nizek should have dealt with it, then the Nizik should have dealt with it, and the Mazik doesn't need to, as far as he's concerned, the damage finish.
That's the mitigation of damage.
Right.
So the value of the damaged animal or the carcass increased in value. Dog food suddenly was scarce, and now it doubled in price.
Okay, that question is an impossible question. It just doesn't never happen, because otherwise, to eat would also be, and just not shy for dog food to be more valuable than human food.
Not necessarily more than human food. But if it was worth $1,000 and now it's only $500, that would be another number, Rashi would hold
it. It's worth $1,000?
The initial pay was worth $10,000.
Oh, it went down and then it went back up.
It went back up.
Ah, okay. Very good. Yeah. That's the point. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Yossi, I want to move on. What's your question?
Why is being told that he doesn't have? We have a cloud that if an animal gets bored, it's a trade, right?
What
do we do with a trade?
We knew it was a trade, okay. Yeah.
Then we know that it has 12 months to live, maximum.
Okay, you still got 12 months.
So he can't make a time to him. You
know it was going to. Let's do me a favor. Let's just leave out the ifs. There's no end of ifs, right? There's lots of ifs it could be, and that's already more in the halach point. I want to focus on the understanding of the suit. That's not shayla, an understanding of the suit.
Really?
That's a shayla. What would be if you got chayla? Do we say that you need to sell or not? That's a halachic shayla.
Rav said that he's not saying he's taking a risk. Rav saying he could allow it to continue.
Yeah.
Why should the mazik have to be?
because it's no scenario, there is why, no reason why a mazik should have to sell. What's the chance? Why should the nizik have to sell his stuff? Why? What's the chance?
You don't have to sell. Don't force me.
Is that good? Force me? You doubt things.
Damage you. Let's take a picture of the damage at that stage.
It was
worth 500 the shoe. Go today, sell it today. You want to take 3 months to look if it's going to be
if somebody injects an animal with poison, and right now it looks fine. Another 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, slowly dies. Well, nothing to do with me. I didn't do anything. The time of death, time of injury, I did was nothing. Nonsense. Your poison, which is affecting the animal more and more and more, is obviously the damage you have to pay for. It's obviously it's a risk. Why should I sell my item? You haven't explained it to me. Why do I have to worry about what you did? So you have to pay.
Did you?
You didn't pay me. Where's the pay? There's no such thing as an automatic payment. We'll go to court, we'll work out there, but we haven't done that yet. Where's the automatic payment? You've injured my animal, and your injury is more and more affecting my animal. I don't need to sell my animal. I want to keep my animal.
I was saying the court would say, let's say we went to court that day. The court would say, let's wait for a year to see what happens.
That's a sure answer. Order, and that's a good order. You should ask that. What would be once we do go to court? We're going to court from a David. Once we go to court, then the sack's based on that. The Shah is sure as asking on the Abramadale. What would be when they go to court? Would the court look in the future or the court say, no, now we decide? That's a good order. And Yetz Hashem, when we get to the Abramadale, we'll have to work on that. Or you can ask a Dayan what he said. That's a good order. I'm not denying the heart. That's a good order. But that's what Tosis
means. I've heard that in civil law, you're required civil law to establish damages before entering into the court. I would imagine that not determining liability, but certainly determining on the damages side, the court would establish under its jurisdiction what are the perceived damages at the
could
time
be.
Of the case. So,
could be that. I could be for you. Yeah, we have to see that in the Ramadan. But that's the idea. What we came out in Kras Neveda, which is what we're trying to do here, is Machlokes Rashi Tosis. Let's go right to the Gemara because it's going to be another enough minute. There's Tosis. Lame of Kasna, it says the Gemara, you don't have base at the bottom. Lame of Kasna Velo Tanoi. Let's say that Kasna Velo is a Machlokes Tanoi. The Tanya, in Torif, Torif, if you wait. That's a Posek, right? Yovi Adim, Shinitva Ba'ina is a bottle. Tanakama says that's what, you know what it means? That your VAA poshut shat. You should bring Aidim to prove that it was an anus. And the Shem Yisrael was potter. Shem Yisrael was potter for anus. Your VAA bring Aidim to show that he was an anus. Abba Shalomim, Yavi Idudo Levistin. No, it doesn't mean to bring an aid. It means to bring the carcass to Bastin. Bring the carcass to Bastin. Make some type of shuma. So what's machlokes say? Why should you bring the carcass to basin? Well, if it's an onus, what? Why do you have to bring the carcass to basin? Bring carcass to basin is some type of payment. Why do I have to bring any carcass to basin if it was an onus? Why is that? Then you bring aid. What's the Yobi Idudo? You bring aid. What's the car? How's the carcass going to prove that?
Then hire aid. How's
the carcass going to prove that I wasn't negligent?
No. So that's a buy-in.
Maybe he left the door.
For the pen?
Yeah. Right. Maybe that's why you got injured.
Rabbi said no insurance for negligence.
No, because it's a shame. Here we're doing a shame.
Oh, Shonda, I apologize.
Doing a shame stuff. So maybe he left the door. So how can he bring a car? Because the car doesn't speak. So what does it mean? So that you see, Rashi, right? My number, oh, come here for you. What on earth? Where do we see from these words anything to do with Chasnavele? So we have a Rashi, Bokshem Rashi helped us out. Says Rashi, the top of the omit, Ufpato. If you bring Aiden that happened, but it's Ufpato. Why? The Shem Zacha, Pato for Insim. Shem Zacha is exempt when it comes to Insim. Kedersibbe, Umeis, Oinishba, Oinishbo, Ein Roye. It says that if it was If it was, if it died, that's an oinus. In Ishba, in Ishba, or his captives, and there's no Edim, then Shavuot Hashem Tiyah Ben Shem, then he has to make a Shavuot.
I'm skipping
Ishba.
What?
Ishba is captives.
Ishba?
Ishba and broke.
It broke, what does that mean?
Oinus.
Oinus.
Yeah. Why? These are all examples of oinus.
Why is Rashi in the case about being meant to have another? We're talking about being mocked, the second example being you have another. What's that got to do with what?
So the Pasuk says, if there's no Royal, then you make a Shavuot. But if there is a Royal, if you have Edim, then you're potter. That's all the Pasuk is telling me. Ain Royal, then Shavuot Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneihem. To make yourself potter. But yes, if you have Edim, then you're Edim, you won't need to make a Shavuot. It's not potter. Right? Yobi, and that was the first pshat. What's the second pshat? What's Abba Shaul say? Yobi adudo. What's adudo mean? Nevela. Right? There's a whole bunch of different cases. So it talks about it. But adudo means nevela, contrash. Yobi adudo with a line.
That's like don't bring Eden. You have Eden, bring Eden. If you don't have, so then bring
Eden. We haven't explained to me how bringing Eden is going to help you.
He's not arguing with Eden. Obviously,
you have Eden. Well, I'll see. Rashi speaks about it. Lebeisdin, leshumo, kama yisho. You work out based on how much the Nevela is worth. The Hokim Ashmakro, Yavi Eyu Eid, Yavi Ha'adudo. That's what the Pasuk means. Eid means Adudo, Nevela. Kedefse, Babayka Yoichal Eid, Ad. Dainu Shalal, Ketem Tagamin on Ado. Okay? Means they eat the Eid. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. But the word adudo means nevela. My about me. What's the chriks of a shor when I come like Yossi shouting? About the shor masking the pots for me. Pots of if you have aid in your pots. So what's machleik is it? My what's machleik? Yobi adudo. He say no. It means aid. What's machleik is? Says Rashi. The ba'oitzim of other lekligi. My about me. The ba'oitzim of other lekpoli. There's definitely no machleik is ba'oitzim. The other lekpoli of a shor. Definitely, Abba Shaul is not going to argue and hold that filu nitzuf of lemeima to say that filu nitzuf of ba'oines, even if it got damaged, killed ba'oines, yechayim. That can't be. The aim shemisocha chayim ba'oinsim. That's given. Shemisocha not chayim ba'oinsim. Only shoyer it's not shemisocha. So there's no way Abba Shaul is going to go on Tanakam. So what is the machlokes? Hello, you go on, man. In nitzuf of bepshir. I'm telling you, the pshat in the pasuk is if it happens, b'pshiye, shehebat tashlumim, yovi adudo, he should bring the adudo, v'yoisiv mi beisoy al adomim, he should therefore, he'll have to make up the difference in price and pay up the remaining amount. V'yoisiv mi beisoy al adomim, he'll add to his own bank account. On the domain, and here's the important words. She shoveh b'shas miseh. Yavi adudu means you bring the carcass, means you work out, you assess how much the carcass was worth at the time of death. Not how much it's worth now. How much it was worth at the time of death. You bring the carcass, and now the assessors have to now work out. From this carcass, tell me, how much was the carcass worth at the time of death? Now it's gone down. But you could be able to work out based on meat, how it's gone down. You should be able to work out the rate of decay. And that's how much you have to.
How
do you see that? Oh, how do you see? So if it's coming to tell me that you're bringing that dudu to pay now, the value of now, lo itzir. I don't need any possible for that. The hashto, because if it's lane available achir naiso. If he has other Nevelis of his own, he could bring other Nevelis to pay out. Kol Shekin, he should certainly be able to pay out this carcass. So if the pshat is, bring the carcass, and that will be a payment that's worth now. It's now worth $200. It was worth $500 when he died, but now it's worth $200. You can pay out with $200. Obviously, I could pay out $200. I could have bought my own carcasses to pay out $200. Certainly, I could pay out with your carcass. Like we said earlier on the base. So what's Abba Shaul's chiddush of Yovi Adudo Lebeisin? What does he mean? You should be able to pay up with carcasses. Thank you. I know that already. I know I could pay off with Kavli. Yoshev. Yoshev told me I could pay off with any metaltalin. So what's the chiddush of Abba Shaul? Masvi, come tell me. Yobi Aduda, bring the carcass and work backwards. Work out how much this animal is worth at the time of death. That's what Yobi Aduda. I know. What's Abba Shaul saying? Chas Tevelele. Beniza. Chas Tevelele. Otherwise, no chiddush in Abba Shaul.
Chiddush is that who's responsible to bring it to the basin?
What do you mean?
Yavi Aduda means let the Masik bring the Aduda to prove his innocence. The whole pasuk is talking about the Masik
proving his innocence. Okay.
Bring the proof that you are having to pay less than you think that you have to pay.
What do you mean? Say this. What do you mean?
Right now, he's making a claim and he's admitting he was Moshe.
Yeah. We're talking about a case of
admission.
Okay. Well,
whatever it is, we
don't
know that he's Moshe.
Yeah.
How much is he owed?
No.
Okay, less than bringing it.
So what's
the
Yovi
Adud
the basement? What does that mean?
Yovi means that now you go bring this carcass to the basement for Papa
Shuma. What do you mean for
Papa Shuma?
To work out how much it's worth now?
How much is going to be worth now?
Obviously, why not? Why
should... Obviously.
What do you mean?
Second goes based on the doc.
No, so obviously, I should be able to at least play with that. I don't need you to tell me a pasuk for that. Because the pasuk is telling me that I can pay this amount.
Without this pasuk, according to our show, we would say it's based on the impact at the time of the impact.
Right. Without a pasuk. Without a pasuk.
Yeah.
We had three psukim here for such a kiddush. Without a pasuk, you would say based on the impact of death? No way.
He's not agreeing. He's saying,
if all these opinions say you need a posik to be machadish kas nevela le nizik, you can't say it's not a posik.
Well, we don't know.
You can't tell me without a posik that the impact is that's how much you have to. No way. You need a posik for that. The pashtus is, the admin of the Gemara was, you need to pay the entire amount. A chiddush is, you don't have to pay based on the time impact. You need a posik for that.
For a damage to be established, again, I draw up on my personal experiences just with what will help get me through understanding it, but to be able to bring a claim in court, to establish a claim in civil court, you have to be able to establish at the time that you discover the injury. This chidush seems to say, not necessarily, you need to be able to discover at the time of death, even if you didn't know about it, because that's the chiddush. Otherwise, you would just be saying, well, I only found out about it on Wednesday, so that should be when I determine why you need this scheme. It's not so pashut, because you have to go back.
So Rashi is telling us that if you bring, if it's just coming to tell me, you should know that you can pay up with this car. That's no chiddush whatsoever. We know you can pay with cars. So Abba Shaul says, Yobi Adudo, must be coming to tell me some chiddush. So the chiddush, we're at the moment suggesting, soon we're going to say something similar to what you were saying, but not, we haven't got there yet. At the moment we're suggesting, Yavi Aduda means the chiddush is, you work it backwards to say, how much was it worth at the time of death? I don't trust the reader in this. Because what does it mean by you bring the carcass to basin? What on earth did you come to bring the carcass? Bring the carcass to
basin. Just very basic. How do you get from the time you have to determine whether it was worth the shot to the nezek to the fact that it's a custom name was on the top of the nezek? I learned entirely the opposite.
Oh no. So Yahweh Adud at the base then, according to Atarash explained it. But something bring the carcass and you only have to pay the difference. The imp shot is bring the carcass and you're paying the value of the carcass now and you only have to pay the difference. No chiddush in that. Because of course, you can use a carcass. The means, you must come to me a chiddush. What's a chiddush? Bring the carcass, and based on how the carcass looks, we'll be able to assess how much the animal was worth at the time of death. And that's the difference you'd have to pay. How much it was worth when it was alive, and how much it was worth at the time of the impact.
The Mazik Shomer is only discussing where. The
difference between it was alive and the moment it died. That's how much
we have to check. Therefore, the cost is on the Isaac
side. Right. That's how Rashi is saying. Right. V'tane kame. V'ero chas nevelos. Mas we come to tell me chas nevel. V'tane kame de lo yumafik leilach tosh. V'tane kame didn't learn this tosh. V'tane kame said, no, don't make this tosh. It means Bring Aiden. Why didn't he say Shah Babashol? Sova Khasnavela the Mazik Gabe. He must hold Khasnavela the Mazik, so he couldn't have run top of Shah's Pshah. Hilgav Loimotzi, Lo Ikmi, the crow, Lach Dosh. Therefore, he was unable to establish this possible to tell me the Chiddush of Babashol. Because Khasnavela the Mazik. And if you guys come to tell me that you can pay up with carcasses, it's possible. Nimashum Domi the Ashto, if the Posek someone tell me the present value of the carcass, no it's I don't need it. No Tanya Yoshim, Yirabi Shova Kesir. Because we already know another Joshua's. Yoshim told me Shova Kesir. So I don't need any Posek to tell me they compare with the value of now. And Kasavela is the Mazi. So you always would have to pay until you come to base. Whether the value of the carcass is the time of Mason, that's when you're paying.
What's the explanation? Yosef de Beso Aladoin, the Mazik has to
add from his own bank account on the value of now. Aladoin, she told me she has to add from his own bank account from his house on the value that's worth now.
It is worth
Bishas Misa. What Bishas Misa?
Shahaya Shabbat Bishas Misa, not Shahi Shabbat.
Shahi Shabbat Bishas Misa.
Shahaya Shabbat. Right? But So if he's adding on to what was worth the Shas Misa, it doesn't mean that he's the one who's responsible for the cost.
Adding the Shas Misa means it was worth someone who's alive, and the time of death it got to a certain value. He now has to take that value and add from his own bank to make it back up to the original value.
Well, who else would add it?
Right. The mother gets to do that's what the mother gets to do. Right. Not wait until it depreciates and you pay from the depreciation all the way back. Rather, we do it from the time of Misa. That's from that time, that's the amount he has to pay up.
But yeah? How is Rashi phrasing it in such a unique way? Where else it must be based on?
Yeah, okay, that's the expression in Shas all over. Really? Yeah, how much he has to pay. Yeah.
I understood the Machlokes that I come completely different, but Abashol is saying that until he gets to the base bin, right?
Yeah.
That's where his responsibility stops. Meaning the Mazik, his responsibility stops only when he gets to base.
Yeah, that's going
to
be the second time. That's going to be the difficulty. Your chart is the difficulty. The moment now, we're saying, what you're saying is the Gemara is going to say that at the moment, in that's our Rashi Mazdin, if you want to explain the Machlokes, that's the Machlokes of Chas and Veda, then you have to say the Machlokes is that obviously Abishol is going to tell me a Chiddush, right? Abishol is going to tell me a Chiddush. What's the big Chiddush? He can bring a carcass to pay. What's the Chiddush? Yogi Adudo, bring the carcass to pay. What's the Chiddush?
He doesn't say if it's a Mazik or the Yisrik. There's a Chiddush there.
What's the Chiddush?
The Chiddush is that whoever is responsible, the Mazik Ben is responsible for the press.
Bring the carcass to Basin. What's the Chiddush in bringing carcass?
He gets to Basin because in the Tanakhama says you can bring Adim a year from now to tell us what happened then. So that's why I went on to talk about Shia. And I don't care how much is devalued since then. If the Adim come a year from now, we're still going to back up and say that the Pachas stops immediately then.
First problem is that he didn't talk about it and say that. Yomi Adim Shinit for Boines.
But that's talk about Boines.
They won't. Tanakhama says Fidus. Yomi
Adim Shinit for Boines. If we're saying the Maila Pachas will lead to these, then I'm arguing about the Pachas.
One saying the Pachas don't tell me Boines, and the other one's going to tell me the Pachas come tell me a Fidus of Shir. But the Tanakhama was saying this on my minutes. Why didn't the Tanakhama talk about Shir?
Was the Tanakhama talking about Chas Veda?
So why didn't the Tanakhama talk about Shir? Because they all Chas Veda goes to the Mazik. So there's no Chiddush whatsoever. If it's Shir, of course you can pay by paying up with the carcass. So because there's no Chiddush in a Pasuk to say you can bring the carcass. It would mean you bring the carcass according to Tanakhama, means bring the carcass as payment. Thank you. Of course you can bring the carcass as payment. They don't hold this something called Chasaveda of the Niv. There's no such thing. Chasaveda is a Mazik. Therefore, bring the carcass. What's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? Must be coming to me something else. The Pasuk is talking about Oinus. Mashiach, Abba Sholem, no. The Tzalzah can be mechadish something. Tzalzah can be mechadish, you can bring the karka to the basin. What's the chiddush bringing the karka to the basin? Bring the karka to the basin and work out backwards how much at the time of Misa it was worth. And that's what we're going to be having to pay the difference.
So look, the only machloket between the Tanna Kamma and Abba Shaul is how it's being proven, because both of them hold that the damage is, oh, at the end of the day, the Nizak is only going to be able to get the damage based on the value of the carcass at time of death, not at the time based.
No, according to Tanna Kamma,
what?
The Nizak will get the value, the difference between the value when you come to Beis Din and the value as a live man.
Really?
But what do you mean, right? Just a moment.
No, I said really.
Yes, yeah, really, yeah. Tanna Kamma holds chasam, we'll be suggesting this. Tanna Kamma holds chasam in the mazik. Therefore, there's no chiddush in this pasuk of Yevio 8. To take and bring a carcass, there's no chiddush. Because what would it mean they could bring a carcass? What would it mean? If it would mean to bring the carcass, what would it mean? I'm telling you, chasam in the mazik. So if it says in the post you can bring a carcass, what's it mean? That you can use the carcass as payment. I know that. But Abba Sholem says no. The prasavena the nizik. And if the posuk is saying you can bring a carcass, come to me a chiddush in the carcass, then the carcass can be assessed at the time of death. And that's going to be the decision of how much you have to pay. That's going to be the defining point of how much you have to pay. Yeah, that's what the Gemara wants to suggest. We're standing up to Michal's point. That we now have to say, but now we've run out of time. So, Lloyd, the Quran of the Nizik. Everyone says everyone holds the Nizik, but the other side is who has to bring it? Who has to trouble himself to bring it? It's stuck in the pit. Who has to trouble himself to extract it from the pit and take it out? Is it the Mazik's job or is it the Nizik's job? That's going
maybe
to be
a whole consistently, if you have Chasavid with the Mazik, that the Torah has also the Mazik's
way? If the Chasavid is the Mazik, then it's kedai for the mazik to deal with it, because.
So they're going to be consistent.
Let's see. Okay, I don't want to put myself in.
I was wrong the first time.
Yeah. Okay. So that's so far what we've seen it. So we had the nafkamin and the ma'aser first of all between the two halachim of Veda. That the nafkamin and ma'aser, and we had to share on Sunday. Now I thought we'll get to it today. We have Sunday. We'll have another nafkamin between. If you hold nafkamin means that you damage the entire animal and you just, the first payment is the core, is the carcass, or Prasavela is how to define that. That's how Tosis learns how to define Hezek, Rashi in the first way, that we know how much Hezek it was. Hezek is the entire animal, the Chiddush is an automatic repayment. Even if the Mazik, the Nizik don't know about it, even if the Nizik can't sell it, automatic repayment happened at the time of it.
Would have been nice if the Gemara would have used names instead of saying Marsha or Marsha.
It would have been nice if then the Gemara would feel that it's an article. The Gemara's not an article. So. Okay, very quickly, I know it's late. But very quickly, I saw an interesting thing in Mr. Falkman. The Pasuk said, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, your children. And he was obviously very happy to hear it. And even Shom Mizbeach Hashem, he made the Mizbeach Hashem to thank him. But it doesn't say for what Hashem told him. It's Hashem Hanire Elov. He was thankful for Hashem Hanire Elov. So Mishkat was bothered, should have said Hashem Hashem Shoma Loize or Hashem Nishma Shoma. What's the Nire Elov? That seems to be a side point. Nire Elov. Hashem appeared to him and told him, I'm going to give you a child. So I'm going to give you an answer. So, okay, you should have been focusing more on the gift that Hashem said they'll give him. So he used it as a springboard bit. It's a very interesting thing that when Adam Arishon was when the world was first created, before they did any sin, so there was no garments, no God, nothing. The whole body was called a Kodesh. There was nothing, one part an over or Arishon at all. Once the Yitzhak came in, once he sinned, then all of a sudden he needed garments. He felt they got Kayumayisi. What's up, Shat? He says, really, the neshama, the nefesh of a person, should be Kulay Kodesh and should be the neshama, should be able to connect with the Bodhisattva without any any problems whatsoever. But once a chet, once you have the yitzhara, so the kashmir of the goof is mafrid between the kodesh part of the sorry part and the shah, and the revenge, we have an effinish. That's why the posuk says that they when they sinned, the posuk says that they knew they were. Then they could only hear the koil of Hashem. They couldn't anymore be kilu see Hashem. Then they said we heard the koil Hashem. Koil Hashem. Also, animals can hear koil Hashem. For instance, a dog, a fish. One dog isn't but a fish. By Nineveh, Yaina, Hashem spoke to the fish, told him to spit it out. Also, fish can hear koil Hashem. But the mile of Odom is not that, he's just koil Hashem. Mile of Odom is to be able to see Hashem, be able to. And that is something after the chait was impossible. After the chait was there's a period, and that period is a period by the gash, the goof of the person, mafrid between the neshama and the possibility of connecting to Hashem to the nth degree. Now that you would have thought that Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah to be able to mizdachich, to purify the goof, and by purifying the goof, we're able to connect to Hashem. The more we purify the goof, the greater connection will happen to Hashem. Now you would have thought, this is an extra nekuda, you would have thought, so if you purify it to the nth degree, then you get back to how it was, at the time of Adam Rishon, and you're able to connect to Hashem. But he says it's not true. It's like they have a magnifying glass. Let's say you're looking at Esrog. If you look at Esrog, say you look at Esrog. See what you can see. If you use a magnifying glass, you would have thought you should see less because there's now something in between the eyes and Esrog. But it's not true. You see more. And he says, Elosh, the apostle said to him, Sorai, Echse, Rekai. Don't say, Sorai, eh, I'll see. Echse is a Elosh of Magdalet. Through working on my goof, through learning Torah, you not only does it purify the goof to become to stay when you can, you connect to Hashem, it magnifies it to the state that person can even to get a better kesher, a stronger kesher than it was even possible at the time of the mission. That's the purification of the goof when it comes. But that's the matar of learning Torah. Matar of learning Torah is to purify the goof, one, to get the kesher, because at the moment it's impossible to have a kesher. You get a kesher, and then to build on it, get even stronger kesher, more than possible. So he said, this is the first time in the Torah, it says Vayir. First time Hashem actually showed himself, never to Avraham Avinu. Why? Because Avraham Avinu worked on himself. Worked on himself, managed to get rid of this period that not only would he be able to hear what Hashem said, be able to somehow, we don't understand it so much, but to see Hashem, Hashem should have appeared to him. So that's why he made the brach, and then he's better. It's good. Not just to be able to hear it, you're valuable to have even a fish to hear it. Even the nachosh, also Hashem spoke to the nachosh. Even the nachosh can hear it. No, they were safe to be able to see it. Now it's only because he so purified his goof. And that's why he built the mizbeach for that. Well, that's the curve of the Torah then. Yeah, Avraham Avinu obviously did it through Mekabel Kol HaTorah. That's what we're working on. We're working on training not just obviously the Torah's Mishapah, our Midas Torah, it makes us better people, but it gives us the opportunity to meet Mithdabik with the great share. The more we work on it, the more Torah, the more Ishmael that we do, the more Kesha will be Zuchatav. Have a good Shabbos.
Well.